Hey there, it's Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, and you're listening to Moms Rock the House.
Hi, this is Taylor Dane, and you're listening to Moms Rock the House.
Hey, this is Meredith Brooks, and you're listening to Moms Rock the House.
Hi, this is Judy Davis of the My Dolls, and you're listening to Moms Rock the House.
Hi, this is Allison Palmer from the band Betty, and you're listening to Moms Rock the House.
Hey, this is Trish Saravolo, and you're listening to Moms Rock the House.
On today's show, we have Nadia Islam, Director of Programs for Laura's House, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so Nadia is going to share with us a lot about what exactly Laura's House is, what it does, how long it's been around, and some of the great things they're doing during the month of October. Hi, Nadia. Welcome to Moms Rock the House.
Thank you.
So a lot of people might not be familiar with Laura's House. If you could talk a little bit about what it is and how it was started, that would be great.
Yes, Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence.
I understand that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. Domestic Violence Awareness Month is an attempt by the domestic violence movement to increase not only awareness of the issue, but also the effects on women and men who experience it, as well as their children who might be in the home when it's happening.
Now, are there different events that go on? I know we're in Orange County, California, but are there different events that go on here to raise the awareness of what's happening?
Yes, there are events happening all across the country, all across the state. There are also events in Orange County. For instance, we launched Domestic Violence Awareness Month a little bit earlier this year with our gala, which is our largest fundraising event of the year.
And where was that?
That was we called it La Soirée Parisienne.
Okay.
And it was held at the Marriott Newport Beach. But folks who are interested in getting involved could get more information on our website.
And what is that website?
It's www.laurashouse.org, LaurasHouse.org.
And when was Laura's House first started? Has it been around a long time?
We're actually one of the younger domestic violence shelter organizations in the county. We were founded in 1994 when a group of concerned citizens came together in San Clemente in response to the death of a young woman named Laura, who died of domestic violence-related injuries at the age of 38.
Wow. So obviously this touches a lot of different people in the community who
Yes.
probably knew her. And, you know, so tell me where this has gone since it started.
Well, we were founded in 1994, and we started out with our counseling and resource center in San Clemente. In 1995, we opened the doors to our emergency shelter, which is a 45-day shelter program which provides safe refuge, food, clothing, as well as supportive services such as individual and group counseling, case management, legal advocacy, and psychoeducational groups that are focused on life skills training. And all of those services are provided free of charge to residents during their stay. The Counseling and Resource Center offers those same supportive services, such as psychoeducational groups, individual therapy, family therapy, and legal advocacy to women, men, and children who are residing in the community and may not necessarily be in need of shelter services.
Now, if somebody's listening to this and they can relate to what you're saying and they need help, do they contact Laura's House directly, or is there a specific number they need to call?
Yes, the best number to call is our 24-hour hotline, and a trained hotline advocate answers that phone call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is toll-free, 1-866-498-1511.
That's great. That's great. And again, we really didn't touch on so many things going on, but what kind of events are coming up? We're already in mid-October, but what's happening the rest of the month?
Well, the major, I guess, issue right now within the domestic violence movement, if you will, is recent cuts to our state funding. Governor Schwarzenegger actually line-item vetoed all of the funds that come from the state to domestic violence shelter organizations like Laura's House. And you can imagine that for smaller organizations, most domestic violence shelter organizations are under budgets of $1 million.
Right.
This was probably a cut of about 20% to the overall budget. We've already heard of at least 3 domestic violence shelters in Northern California that have had to close because of this, not only reduction, but total elimination of funding.
Okay.
So we received some good news yesterday that a bill to restore some of that funding through a different source has passed our state Senate. And we're now hoping that Governor Schwarzenegger will take this second opportunity to do the right thing.
Wonderful.
And
yes,
sign that bill into.
Maybe he needs to come take a tour of Laura's house.
Yes, maybe he does.
Yes.
So in response to this, the community has got together and we've scheduled a protest in Los Angeles to try to bring some more attention to the issue. However, if he does the right thing, that event might be called off. So to keep up to date with it, I'd recommend that folks visit our website at laurashouse.org.
Okay, okay. Wow, that's unbelievable. Okay, and again, that website, as you mentioned, is www.laurashouse.org. And you mentioned, for those of my listeners listening out of California, there are events throughout the United States. And is that also on laurashouse.org, or is that another website?
The best website to look at would probably be the one for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. That's www.ncadv.org.
Could you say that again?
Yes, it's www.ncadv.org, and that's the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
Okay.
And your listeners can also find out more about Laura's House, as well as organizations like NCADV, on Facebook and Twitter. Laura's House has a Facebook fan page. And you can follow us on Twitter at Laura's_house.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling into Moms Rock the House. And I'll be sure to get this show up for everybody to listen to and spread the word on Facebook and all my other social networking sites. And I really appreciate your time, Nadia.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
For more information about Laura's House, you can visit www.laurashouse.org. Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. They offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. They also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. For more information, visit www.laurashouse.org.